Thank you, Steve. All right, be prepared for television history thanks to Dick Wolf. There's going to be a four-show crossover with Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago Justice, and with us right now, LaRoyce Hawkins, who plays Kevin Atwater on Chicago PD. You guys just became fast friends, and you talked off the air. What are you going to talk about on the air?
LaRoyce, tell everybody what you just said to me just moments before we went on air, because this is beautiful.
Yeah.
I
suggest that we hang out, probably just, you know, just really be bros.
Yep.
One day.
Yeah. Well, one of you will be a bro.
I can also be a bro. An honorary bro.
You're still in bro range, dog.
Thank you for saying that. That's excellent.
You guys have a lot in common.
We do have a lot in common.
Yep.
Both grew up in the southwest suburbs.
Yeah.
Right? You went to Thornwood High School.
Thornton High School.
Grew up in Harvey.
Grew up in Harvey. We loved the basketball teams. There wasn't a 3-point line.
Right.
When you were a fan, but we made that addition to the game when I got involved, and now you know,
right?
We got stuff to share about that.
Both some stand up comedy in our past.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Where did you do stand up comedy?
I started off doing stand up comedy in church.
At church.
Yeah. That's where I cultivated my early material.
Was it a talent show or actually during services?
No, it was like actually doing services. Like churches would tell me to come through and tell jokes like right before the sermon.
What's the deal with holy water? And the choir. That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Warming up the parish.
Yeah, sure.
That's what it was called.
Yeah, you know.
Holy Ghost? No, thank you. I'm out of here.
No, you know, the Lord of his sense of humor is amazing. But now I do comedy shows at sushi bars. So
that's excellent.
All right, and there was some movie that you said you auditioned for.
Yeah, you were in The Express.
Yeah, I was in The Express. Yeah, that was my first film. How about that?
And you auditioned for it? You were not in The Express.
No, I read for the role of President Roosevelt.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Don't even trip. Roosevelt didn't even make the movie, bro.
He wasn't in it? Good. That'll teach him.
Yeah.
Don't cast me as President Roosevelt.
That's what happens.
That was your first movie.
That was my first movie, man. I played Art Baker in that movie, man. And that happened soon after high school.
Like,
I literally graduated from high school, went to college for a semester. Before I knew it, I was coming back home to shoot a movie.
Did you have any acting experience whatsoever when you read for that?
No. I was on the speech team. That's all I had.
You went from basketball to the speech team.
Yeah, I quit basketball to play to do speech.
That's so
which
cool.
was an unpopular decision.
Yeah.
But I won state a couple times, so
wow. Good for you.
Yeah, so
that's
so,
impressive.
And so I think at that point I kind of learned. I was like, I think this is what I do. And then I was it was confirmed for me when I was able to bring it to the industry shortly after I graduated. So I was very, very fortunate.
What's the reaction from family and friends? Because with no experience at all, you audition for a movie and you get the movie. What was the reaction from the people close to you?
Man, I mean, they honestly weren't surprised.
Really?
You know, they've been a powerful support of of my gift for a long time. I mean, I told you before that, you know, I did, you know, stand up in churches, and I had my own band for a while.
Yeah.
Had a Ray Charles experience. I played Ray Charles. And
awesome.
And I did, like, Taste of Chicago a few times. And, you know, they just weren't surprised. It seemed like the proper trajectory, I guess, for them. They were like, well, yeah, obviously it's time to do a movie now because – I was, you know, just a young entertainer for most of my high school years.
Can you sound like Ray Charles? Do you have the ability to do his voice?
Yeah, but, you know, my voice is so messed up right now.
Don't do it. I don't want to screw your voice up.
But it wouldn't sound that great, but I'm actually pretty good at it.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah, and I say that humbly, though. Like, I don't mean to sound
bragging
about anything. I swear, since I don't want to misrepresent myself, I might, as soon as I get my voice back.
You'll do it.
I'm just going to come back in here one day.
Oh, please do.
And y'all just throw me up, and I give y'all the dope Ray Charles vibe.
All right.
And I get out your way.
That's excellent.
I owe you one.
You should try to talk them in. You should try to talk to Dick Wolf into having your character do a Ray Charles impression at some point during the show.
Well, he's already done so much, man. You know, I'm not sure if you saw that episode, but, Atwater just did comedy in Molly's. Two, three episodes ago.
Yeah.
Some of the writers and producers have come to my shows, you know, like, and they were like, what if Atwater did comedy? And I was like, yeah, let's do that. I'm down. But it's something that we have been trying to work on for, like, you know, maybe the last couple seasons. This season, they were able to write into a story, and
that's
it was
excellent.
A lot of fun.
Oh,
I had never
great.
Been so nervous because when I actually watched it on the show, I was like, wait, this is almost like I'm doing comedy for the whole world right now. Like,
yeah. Not my just heart, your church.
Yeah, my heart was beating so hard.
Yeah.
For this scripted joke that I didn't write. I just wanted to see everybody's reactions. But I was more nervous than I am in my actual shows.
They wrote all the material for you. None of it was your own material.
No, it wasn't mine. The joke, I did write a joke that they loved, but it didn't have anything to do with the episode, so they couldn't use it.
Oh.
I wrote a joke about that basically commented on why Atwater doesn't have a love interest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm the only character on the show that has never shown interest in any kind of like dating life or like love story. There's nothing. There's nothing. So I was like, I should write a joke on that. And so maybe Atwater wants to get a date.
Yeah.
And he tries, but he can't. Because like if he's on one of those date naps and his profile is too powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's probably scaring honeys away. Like if you look on Tinder and you see this guy's like black.
Yeah.
Cop.
Yeah.
250 pounds.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Breach doors in amazing ways. Great with handcuffs. The average honey is not. The average honey doesn't really want that guy, and the chick that does probably has a misdemeanor.
That's great, Joe.
Yeah, really I tell myself I probably arrested like half of my crushes. If Voight told me to throw you in the cage, and that was our first date, we might not have a bright future. And they were like, "It's great, but it doesn't have anything to do with you know, kids running from cops and running into churches and stuff like that." So I was like,
"Whatever.
Maybe next time."
Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about these shows. They're very real for a television show. They really are.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we like to pull stuff straight from the headlines. A lot of these stories that we get are from our friends who are cops actively, who like give us all this great content.
Right.
And the writers do a great job of, you know, telling great stories with it.
How'd you blow out your voice? I just got to ask you.
Probably from sneezing. You know, I sneeze straight from the throat. It comes straight.
Sneeze from your diaphragm.
Yeah, and that's what's wrong with me. Because I was in the choir for a while, and I was always told, you know what I'm saying, to bring everything from the diaphragm. But sneezing for me has an aggressive origin in my throat.
Why would they not give your character at some point during the show some sort of love interest? It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense to me either. I don't
get that.
Because more women will watch hoping it's them someday.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah,
they keep saying that, but honestly, I don't know. Although I really think that my mama is somewhere like
she's behind all this.
Yeah, just behind it because she told me I couldn't have a girlfriend until I was 36.
Oh,
why 36?
I don't know where she came up with that. I was in high school and she was like, I got caught kissing, right?
Yeah,
and I think that scared her for the rest of her day. She was like, I don't want that boy. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, she thought I was a womanizer. I'm like, I just kissed a girl. I didn't womanize or disrespect her. And so then she told me I can't have a girlfriend until I'm 36.
And you're listening to her.
Well, that's my mama.
You can't go back on your mom.
Like every girlfriend I've had to hide from her since then. And I think, you know,
so
out of
she
respect.
She got to Dick Wolf. She got to the producer and said, I don't want, not only can you not have a girlfriend, your character can't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I got about 8 years that I can have a girlfriend in my life and in my career, openly. I can't
fair.
Be open about it. I mean, naturally, you know, I've dated women, but
right.
You know, my mama doesn't know anything about it. It's a weird vibe.
36.
Yeah,
my mom said 16. I couldn't go on a date till I was 16 until I learned how to drive because then I could escape if I needed to.
Well, my mom was first born. I assume that maybe she just flew off the handle. She doesn't really know how to discipline.
Right.
You know, I was her first try at everything.
Right.
She's a lot more lenient with my little sisters and my little brother.
Is she, yeah?
Yeah, but
the
with
babies
me, she
get
was,
the easy stuff.
Yeah. But,
wow.
You know.
Wow. LaRoyce Hawkins is here. He's part of the big event on Sunday night. All the shows on television are all doing a crossover. Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Chicago Justice, Chicago Fire, The Walking Dead, Rugrats. They're all involved. You name the show. Everybody's involved.
Everybody's involved. Back.
More show ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Is this you singing?
It almost sounds like it.
LaRoyce Hawkins is here, part of Chicago PD. Now, I'm a little bit confused on what goes on this weekend. It's not the crossover this weekend.
That happened.
That already happened.
That crossover happened Wednesday is when history happened.
All right.
But the premiere of Chicago Justice is Sunday night, March 5th, 8
officially
p.m.
Officially Sunday night, yes, ma'am.
And you're in trouble. aren't you? A little bit of trouble.
Yeah, I am. Atwater found himself in a pretty tight jam. Yeah, I guess my favorite part about it is that this is a story, and I'm grateful that they allowed me to help explain this narrative, but it's a story of, like, that gray area that a lot of people don't get to, they don't get to see. They don't really get to explore the decisions that the police officer probably has to make before he does his job. And, you know, they could be simple actions that he might have been trained to do mm-hmm. for years. But this is, we get the opportunity to see a cop actually question whether, you know, he was doing his job or whether he got carried away. Because naturally, you know, the last thing that you want to do as a cop is hurt the people that you want to save.
Yeah.
But
the first thing you want to do is get home to dinner with your family, too.
Also, you want to get home to dinner and protect yourself. I think this episode is going to be a great way to really kick off exactly what justice represents, which is that fine line between right and wrong.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to do the wrong things, or you take wrong actions to get the right result.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's the exact opposite. But, you know, justice, I think, is going to do its best at really telling those stories in a genuine way. You know, a way that's very, very authentic that everybody can relate to and learn from at the end of the episode.
It should be good. It should be very good. I'm going to throw a name out there I see in the cast list, and that is Carl Weathers, who I know, and you know probably, we all know, is Apollo Creed from Rocky.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend.
Wow.
Grew up, you know, watching Rocky, obviously. And Apollo is, he legendary. Especially for a black actor, you know. You know, I try to just be around Carl Weathers when I am around him, when he's around, because, you know, Carl Weathers is mysterious.
Yes, isn't he?
Even when he's supposed to be around, it's like, do we have eyes on Carl Weathers? And it's like, where did Carl Weathers go? But, you know, when he's around, I try to just let as much greatness and rub off on me as possible. He's a legend, and he's still a class act to this day.
He was also, I believe, Action Jackson, was he not?
He was Action Jackson.
Yeah, he was Action Jackson.
Do you geek out a little bit when Carl Weathers is right there with you?
I don't know what to say when Carl Weathers is right. I honestly just don't know what to say. I just don't, because he picks on me a little bit too. You know what I mean? Like he'd be like, what are you doing? Huh? When did you wake up this morning? I'm like, Carl Weathers, I'm sorry. I don't think I woke up before you, Carl Weathers. I apologize. Like, we'll be in the van just going from, like, you know, one location to the next, and he's...
Don't upset him, Lawrence. Yeah, you don't want to get him angry.
I'm sorry. But then I met Mr. T this morning.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah, and he was amazing. But he's, like, the opposite of Carl Weathers. And he's, like, real positive. Like, Mr. T invited me to church, told me how to order bacon. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go to church, make sure it's real, get the crispy bacon. You don't want to all that flimsy, wimpy bacon. You don't want wimpy bacon.
Don't go for the sizzling. Go for the real bacon.
Yeah, go for the real bacon. Mm. And I'm like, thank you for that.
Useful advice.
Yeah, but Carl Weathers, he keeps his cards close.
He says, order my bacon for me. That's what he
said. You don't know how to order bacon? What's wrong with you? I'm sorry, Carl Weathers. But Mr. T, it is like, I can't wait till the next time I see him. Because I don't know how many people have ever had the opportunity to have Mr. T tell you to relay a message to Carl Weathers.
That's funny.
It's like, what?
There's a network of the Rocky opponents. They all keep in touch somehow.
Yeah, I'm like this interesting middleman I didn't ask to be.
Hey, I'm look, Dolph Lundgren is on the phone right now.
Draco,
you want to talk to him?
Say hello.
No, kidding. You got so excited.
What's going on?
When you grow up in and around Harvey, we're friends with Tom Dreesen. We have Tom on all the time.
Yeah, I love Tom Dreesen.
He's part of the fabric of that town, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tom, there's Dreesen Street, which mm-hmm. is out of all the streets that I named after, you know, I guess historic Harvey heroes, Dreesen Street is the longest.
Yeah.
And I had an interesting conversation with my grandfather, who has his own street. Actually, my grandma's house. From 155th to 159th is named after my grandfather.
Really?
Yeah, Dr. John C. Bradley Drive.
Wow.
And and I told my grandfather, I said, I'm going to get a street one day, but I want it to be as long as Tom Dreesen's. He was like, well, you can get that done, brother. You can get that done. you should be able to get that done. And I'm like, you know, I
hope so.
That's
positive.
Yeah, it's positive. But Tom Dreesen is great, man. I was blessed enough to have a sit down with him once, and he kicked so much knowledge to me just about, you know, I mean, he teaches classes on comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the way he can articulate the rise and fall of laughter compared to, like, timing and rhythm. It's like you just turned comedy into science. Yeah, man, he understands it like.
And
better.
He was the opponent in Rocky VI. Did you ever see Rocky VI? Tom Dreesen plays the opponent. He's great, Nick.
I love his trunks.
Oh man,
his trunks.
They say Harvey on him
in the left corner.
We remember
with the transparent trunks.
We called him about something, and he was in the shower. Remember?
Yeah, I ran into Tommy Lasorda in the hall and mentioned Tom Dreesen, thinking they were friends, and it turns out Tommy Lasorda has been holding a grudge on Tom Dreesen for 25 years.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
So
when
we
you
called...
think people are cool, and you're like, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
That did not play well.
Yeah, that can be uncomfortable.
LaRoyce, come by more often.
Whenever, I would love to.
Whenever you want to, the doors are open for
you. Oh, thank you, brother.
It's such an honor to meet you. And again,
man, I'm honored to be here.
The big night is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, this Sunday at 8 p.m. on NBC. Check out Chicago Justice and pray for Atwater.
Yep, we will.
We will. And come back and see us. I know you got to go so you can run out if you have to, but come back and sing some Ray Charles for us, please.
Yep, I owe you all Ray Charles.
All right, cool.
Copy that.
Thanks, LaRoyce.
All right, y'all.
We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.